Hello and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the seventh Sunday of Easter, 2024, the Ascension. One of the most important legacies Jesus left us was a blueprint for raising up a prayer. The Our Father has everything we need to build our own prayer, and the core of it is this: Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus lived and died by this prayer. Even in his passion, while contemplating what he was about to endure, he raised this prayer: Father, if you're willing, take this cup away from me. Still, not my will, but yours be done. So, in this Sunday's first reading, we see Peter following suit, praying that God tell them who should take Judas Iscariot's place as the 12th apostle, Barsabbas or Matthias. You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this apostolic ministry, from which Judas turned away to go to his own place. Then they gave lots to them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was counted with the 11 apostles. That's from Acts chapter 1. If only our lives could be that easy when praying over hard decisions. Again, we return to the example of Jesus, who, even in his resurrected form, prayed that God's will be done in a world he wanted no part of, except for the word-doers in it. In his pre-ascension prayer, Jesus used the phrase, "They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world." He says that twice, like two pieces of bread sandwiching the meat of his prayer, seeking their protection. "I do not ask that you take them out of this world, but that you keep them from the evil one." That's from John chapter 17. In other words, deliver them from evil, as they spread your word around the world so it may be done. Your word, not mine. Your will, not mine. Discerning those two in a world that doesn't believe in God can be a miracle in itself, as Rita Antoinette Rizzo learned, while the EWTN faith-based TV network was still a gleam in her eye. Mother Angelica, as she came to be known, prayed that God's will be done when trying to decide if satellite communication was God's will for spreading his word. Her friend Raymond Arroyo told the story of how EWTN was miraculously blessed with the technology to do just that. His comical account, told at the Bringing America Back to Life conference in Cleveland this past March, can be seen in the print version of our blog. But according to Arroyo, all she needed was for the $600,000 down payment on the $2 million price tag to arise out of a bank account containing only $200. She convinced RCA by phone to deliver to her door the satellite carrying that price tag. A few days later, the trucker responsible for releasing it into her custody asked for that payment. After giving the driver a time-stretching tour of their facilities, she excused herself and resorted to her own variation of the "Thy will be done" prayer. "You wanted it, Lord, I didn't. Now what?" Her prayer was answered seemingly almost immediately by a phone call from a rich donor whose prayer she had once helped God answer. "How can I help?" he asked. "Do you have $600,000? She answered. She soon had it. Her prayer for God's will to be done was answered in the form of a network that communicates God's word around the world, a world sparsely but powerfully populated by people who continuously raise God's word in prayer and action. That's how ascension's done on earth as it is in heaven. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.